This is the Texas Standard.
4 years ago, Gates Elementary on San Antonio's east side was on the state's list of failing schools. Only 15% of its students were reading at grade level. Now, Gates is one of the fastest improving campuses in the district.
While this group was reading, right towards the end, they started to what?
Read faster.
School officials credit its success in part to teachers like Kayla John.
Okay, but maybe for them that was fine, right? But for Tara, she's like, hold up. I don't agree with that.
John is what the district calls a master teacher. San Antonio ISD pays her an extra $15,000 a year because she has a track record of success. In exchange, she stays an hour late 3 days a week to tutor her students and plan with other teachers. She also participates in additional training.
I don't know how I would be able to do it without this extra time, how to do all the things at least that I want to do with my class.
And of course, the extra cash in her pocket doesn't hurt either. Superintendent Pedro Martinez says the Master Teachers Program helps the district make academic gains by giving strong teachers a reason to stick around.
It's a challenge for us because so many of our teachers don't live in our district. So it is very easy for other districts to recruit them, especially when they've developed experience.
San Antonio is one of five school districts praised by Governor Greg Abbott during his State of the State address for finding creative ways to help more students read on grade level and graduate ready for college or career. All five, Dallas, San Antonio, Longview, Premont, and Far San Juan Alamo, offer some form of performance-based stipend or bonus. Abbott says Texas needs to reward successful teachers to help districts like them continue to improve.
We must provide incentives to put effective teachers in the schools and classrooms where they are needed the most. And we must create a pathway for the best teachers to earn a six-figure salary.
But not everyone is on board with the idea of merit-based pay. Louis Malfero is the president of the Texas chapter of the American Federation of Teachers.
It offends teachers to be told we want good pay for teachers, but only the best teachers. And we define best as those teachers whose students get high scores on the state standardized test.
Malfero says his members are okay with districts providing teachers incentives to work longer hours in high-need schools. But they're not okay with the state tests being the measure of success because they don't think it's an accurate reflection of a teacher's quality.
There are just a whole host of reasons why using that single metric is problematic.
Leaders in the state House and Senate are still working on their major school finance reform bills. But they're expected to file a bill that would give districts additional funding if they choose to use an evaluation system to increase the salary of high-performing teachers. That's a big deal for school districts trying to pay teacher incentives on their own. Half of San Antonio ISD's funding for master teachers comes from a federal grant. Superintendent Martinez would like to grow the program from 500 teachers to 2,000. But that grant expires in 2 years.
It's a challenge for us because so many of our teachers don't live in our district. So it is very easy for other districts to recruit them, especially when they've developed experience.
However, before Martinez can ask the state for help, lawmakers have to decide they want to pay for it. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has prioritized an across-the-board $5,000 raise for teachers. He says he also supports funding for merit pay, but as it stands now, the Senate version of the appropriations bill doesn't include the money to pay for it. For the Texas Standard, I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.